This is The Financial Consultants with Ron Birnbaum on AM 1060 WBIX, the business station. Got a question? Call Ron toll-free at 1-877-NEW-1060. That's 1-877-639-1060. Now, more of Ron Birnbaum and The Financial Consultants.
Guest this morning. I want to just go over some of the futures and indexes that we see this morning. In early trading, we have crude oil losing a few cents. It's now under $50 a barrel, $49.36 a barrel. Natural gas up to $3.81 for 1,000 cubic feet. Gold has fallen a bit to $888.80 an ounce. And the Dow Jones futures for the Dow Jones Index down 39 points. And the Standard & Poor's 500 down $3.90. So those are the futures numbers this morning. We have now our favorite CPA, Belinda Fuchs, our favorite CPA that doesn't do taxes. The president of OwnYourMoney.com, Belinda Fuchs. Good morning, Belinda.
Good morning.
Welcome to the Financial Consultants. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Thank you. And before we get into questions, I think we ought to start a, you know, because it's tax season and you're a CPA, you thought it would be a good idea to have some tax trivia question, perhaps, and that will be for some movie tickets, courtesy of Regal Cinemas, to either The Soloist, which is opening tomorrow. Oh, no, The Soloist is not opening until next week, but State of Play is opening tomorrow. And so either one, State of Play with Russell Crowe, Ben Affleck, Rachel McAdams, or The Soloist, which is with Jamie Foxx and Robert Downey Jr., both are going to be blockbuster hits. So we have those tickets to give away. So, well, let's play trivia. Okay, so Belinda, it's your question.
What year? Look at that. What year did electronic filings start?
Yeah, you know, electronic filings that 90% of you use to file taxes. What year did they start? All right. Give us a ring, 877-NEW-1060, 877-639-1060. If you have the correct answer, you're going to the movies, your choice of either The Soloist or State of Play. And you can call and guess, even if you don't know. Folks, there is no penalty for an incorrect answer. So, you know, most shows, you know, they have penalties. If you get it wrong,
you don't come to your house.
$100 into the station, but not here. Okay, Belinda, tell us, how does OwnYourMoney.com work with business owners?
Thank you. So it's a pleasure to be back. Thank you so much for having me on. And what's so interesting and kind of why I love my job so much is that I get to work both with individuals from a personal standpoint and then also with business owners to help them understand and improve their financial situation. And once they do and they have our support to strengthen and grow their business, the results are really amazing. And there are so many business owners right now who are frustrated that they're working so much, say 50 to 80 hours, not making much money, feeling like everybody else is getting paid, but they're not, who want to make their businesses more profitable, who aren't sure where their income is going to come from next month, and they're hoping for the best, but I want it to be more than just a hope. I want them to actually have a strategy and a plan and the confidence to be able to move forward. So whether it's private coaching, I do strategy sessions or monthly programs, or I have a small business success program that's phone and online based for businesses that have anywhere from, say, 0 to 10 employees and from 0 to $300,000 in revenue, at least right now, and get creative live coaching to grow their businesses. And there's really just so much opportunity there right now, but oftentimes people are very much used to the status quo and how they've done it before, and they may be great technicians, but not so good at managing the business side.
Mm-hmm.
So I would encourage listeners even to call in and get some live coaching today. It's part of what I get to offer by being on the show.
Okay, people, and just call 877-NEW-1060, 877-639-1060. Of course, you use those numbers both to answer our trivia question.
Right.
Which is when was the first time electronic filing was introduced by the IRS.
Mm-hmm.
And you can also ask our guest, Belinda Fuchs, CPA, a question, anything on your mind, folks.
Yeah, what I would say is ask something like, what is your greatest challenge when it comes to managing your business or your personal finances, or both? We're going to talk about today how related they really are. And I did prepare a great teleclass that I hosted a few weeks ago with more details on some of what we're going to cover today on tax tips and survival strategies. And your listeners can access that too, that replay and a $96 gift actually online at ownyourmoney.com/businesscall.html.
Mm-hmm. So, Belinda, how do most people actually track their finances, you know, professionally and also personal finances?
So, professionally, I'll start with that. And most don't, is what I find. The larger businesses do, but even the people who have been in business for 10, 20 years, they just keep doing what they've been doing, and they commingle their business and their personal finances, and it really ends up costing them when it comes to tax time. It's partly what makes it so stressful.
That's not too smart for liability reasons either.
Right, that too. But partly because people feel like, oh, it's just me, you know, I'm not going to take a salary anyway, or, you know, they figure, like, what's the point? And there really is a point, and I'm hoping that we're going to get to that today, too. And personally, most people spend quite unconsciously, and they don't really communicate about it so much in their families, and they just sit in this stress, this worry, this panic, and don't feel especially strong or smart with their money. And most people don't do what I call owning your money. And it's very doable in terms of becoming smart with money, taking responsibility, learning how to really use money as a tool for you. But a lot of times people just talk about it. You know, they're just saying that talk is cheap. I find that talk is actually very expensive, because it ends up costing people in only talking about it and not taking action. And understanding that it's really all within their control. Money management is really all about choices, and there's so much that people can be doing, but they just don't necessarily realize it to get into action and do something about it.
Mm-hmm. So what are some of the things that they can do?
So there's a couple of things. I think first it's important to understand what is the impact for you. You know, what is it costing you? Because when you don't know that, you often don't have the inspiration to do anything differently. And, you know, we just keep doing it, figuring that's the way it has to be. And so when you start to recognize that personally, it could be costing you thousands of dollars because there may be items that you're spending your money on that you've never actually really looked at and said, how can I maximize the return on that investment? And what I end up helping people is really starting to see that it's not about the sacrifice. A lot of people think, oh, I need to go so much in the other direction, and almost go to the scarcity mentality to think I have to cut back, or you know, the only way that I'm going to be able to survive this is if I totally stop spending. That's partly why the savings rate ended up going up as we started 09. And what I do is really start to teach people how they can be motivated to save money. And it seems silly, you'd think that everybody would be motivated to do it, but it's actually not the case, because so many people have either given up hope or they're not willing to take the time. They don't see kind of what's the point. I think that people would often rather be comfortable and a little unhappy in their situation than really a little uncomfortable just by picking up the phone, and then truly happy and really saving and creating the financial future that they could have. I did a couples course not that long ago. I have another one coming up April 26th. And once these couples were together and so motivated, literally that night they went home and started making calls. One couple with under $20,000 in credit card debt saved over $33,000 in interest on that credit card debt by making three phone calls. And so it seemed...
What did they do? What kind of calls were they making?
Well, what I do is I help teach people what they can say, how they can say it, what not to say when they call their credit card companies to negotiate down their rates. And now you have to be more careful than ever, because oftentimes companies are lowering people's credit lines or closing their cards when they call. So there are specific things that you can say that work really well to To be lowering the interest rate that you're paying. And so one of his cards, for instance, went from 29.99 to 9.25 just on that one card. And what happens is when you pay the minimum, it just stretches out your payments so far that you pay so much in interest. So on $18,000 of credit card debt, he was paying a total of $40,000 in interest by the time that this finished out. You can look on bankrate.com to run the numbers for yourself. So so that's just one example. I had another couple who canceled a landline that they weren't using. There we go.
Our market report is here, folks. We'll be right back with Belinda Fuchs in just a couple of minutes. If you have any questions for us or for Belinda, give us a call, 877-NEW-1060. Tell us, what is your greatest challenge when it comes to managing your business? Where are you feeling the effects of the economy on your business? Give us a call, 877-639-1060.